So, is there any news on business tax? There is. Sole trades and partnerships are likely to see some losses in the current environment, and the Chancellor has turned his mind to this issue. In the PBR, he announced an amendment to the carry-back rules for unincorporated businesses, remember that's sole trades and partnerships, for the current tax year 2008-09. But before we look at those, let's just remind ourselves what's available at the moment. An unincorporated business can carry back unlimited trading losses against profits in the preceding year and therefore claim a tax rebate. Another way is for start-up unincorporated businesses in the early years of operation to carry back trading losses against pre-trading income. That might be a job, and they can do that for up to 3 years. And lastly, ongoing businesses can carry forward losses to be set against profits of the same trade for future years. So, what's the Chancellor done with those rules? He has revised the carryback rules for ongoing businesses. And that means that an ongoing business can carry back losses not just for 1 year, but for 3 years, against the later years first. The only problem is that although the carryback for 1 year will remain for unlimited losses, any further carryback will be limited to £50,000 in total over the two earlier years. There's one other bit of news for businesses. In the PBR, Alistair Darling announced some help for people struggling to pay their tax. There's to be a new business payment support service, and the interface with customers, is going to be a telephone support line. This will enable people who are struggling to pay their tax to come to an arrangement with HMRC over the phone. According to the website, the decision-making process by HMRC will take only 10 minutes, so that's pretty swift. And this does sound like a sensible suggestion. Taxpayers will still pay interest, though, at the official rate, but there will be no surcharging, provided you've contacted them before the due date. It's worth remembering, too, and slightly tongue-in-cheek here, that borrowing from HMRC can often be cheaper than borrowing from the bank, especially on an overdraft. So this facility is something to bear in mind for struggling clients.